This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. My show so far, the first 2 hours, this is hour number 5 of Wayne Root on the radio. It's Occupy Root. I'm occupying all the radio airwaves in Las Vegas and throughout the country, 5 hours a day now. Hour number 5 begins. I'm just literally less than an hour away from freedom! A weekend of freedom! Thank God it's Friday. Great friend, one of my greatest friends in Las Vegas, one of the finest men you'll ever meet, has invited me and my fiance Cindy to dinner tonight at probably the finest gourmet restaurant in all of Las Vegas. And you know Vegas has the greatest restaurants and the greatest food in the country. We're going to the nicest restaurant in town tonight. So thank you, Ron. I can't wait to meet you at 7 o'clock at the great restaurant. But what's really amazing is that the whole day, the whole first 2 hours were dominated, and the first 2 hours in my morning show. So 4 hours are in the bank, and all 4 hours were dominated by Seattle, Seattle, Seattle. And if you don't think this autonomous zone, this crazy, we're now taking over this block, it belongs to us, it's not America anymore, we're renaming it, and we'll have our own police. If you don't think that's going to happen in every city in America and a city near you, you're kidding yourself. It's going to happen everywhere. And so there's actually a lead story right now at Fox News. Tennessee's governor, Republican Governor Lee, Bill Lee, issued a warning to demonstrators looking to set up an autonomous zone in front of the state capitol Friday in Tennessee, saying that lawlessness, autonomous zones, and violence will not be tolerated. This is the difference between a Republican state and a blue Democrat state. How do you let them take a police station? If someone takes a police station, don't the police stand there and call out, hey, get everybody up here, get the guns out, break all the heavy weapons out, and you stand in front of the police station with shotguns and freaking machine guns and AR-15s, and you guard the police station. You don't let someone take your police station. Are you kidding me? And you call for reinforcements, and every cop in the city comes, and they break all their shotguns out of the back trunks of their car. Anybody who's going to invade a police station gets shot. Is there any other way to do it? Yes. In a liberal city, the way to do it is run! Even the cops are just complete cowards in liberal cities. Or maybe they're brave as could be, and they're the most wonderful people in the world, and they're told by their bosses, run! And the bosses are told by the politicians, the Democrat mayor, the Democrat councilman, run, you scum! We hate the police! We hate you! Run, or I'll fire you! And don't ever think of taking your gun out of its holster. You shoot one protester, and your career is over, and you're going to prison. I guess that's what happens in blue Democrat states. So even the police are just complete pussy cats. I'll say it nicely on the radio. It's embarrassing. It's just embarrassing. So according to the local news outlet in Tennessee, a large group of demonstrators protesting the death of George Floyd and the racial injustice of America reportedly intended to set up an autonomous zone in front of the Tennessee Capitol in solidarity with the demonstration in Seattle. It's coming everywhere. It's coming everywhere, folks. If you aren't smart enough to get the police to break out their big guns, this is not about being nice to protesters. It's not about policemen taking a knee. Are you kidding me? You pathetic losers taking a knee? The head of the New York City Police Union said, if you take a knee, you're going to get fired. We don't want you as a cop. That's my kind of police officer. What kind of a wimp would take a knee with the people who scream out, kill pigs at Black Lives Matter demonstrations? I don't mind Black Lives Matter if it was peaceful and if the people in it are peaceful and if the people in it are willing to say that most policemen are good. They're not rioting. They're not looting. They're not attacking. They're not assaulting. They're not torching. They're just peacefully marching, and they're mad about the one incident in Minneapolis, and they say most cops are good, and we just want to make sure it doesn't happen again. Cops shouldn't kill unarmed black people. All agreed. But that's not what Black Lives Matter is about. We all know that. It has its roots in communism and socialism and Marxism, and they just want to destroy this country. Right now in Seattle is a march, and they told the white people to get to the back. Do you understand what's happening in this country? White people get in the back. How ridiculous is that? Was it terrible when white people put blacks in the back of buses? Yes! Wrong! Thank God I was never part of any of that. I don't owe anything to anyone. I don't owe reparations to anyone because I was never there. I didn't grow up in the South. I was born way past all this happening. My parents, my grandparents, even my great-grandparents were all born after the Civil War. We had nothing to do with racism, with slavery, with anything. I don't owe anything to anybody. I was never there when anyone asked anyone to go to the back of the bus. But I always was taught two wrongs don't make a right. And you can't now say we're superior to you. You get in the back of the bus because you're white. How embarrassing. How embarrassing. How offensive. Nobody should be at the back of the bus except the people that come on the bus last, right? Doesn't matter if you're white or black, young or old, Jewish or Christian. Doesn't matter what you are. The bus is full. You got to go to the back of the bus. That's okay. But nobody has a right to say, you know what, because of those years where you said get in the back of the bus to black people, now you white guy, get in the back of the bus. Does it make it better when they treat you like garbage? So I'm telling you, it's going to happen all over the United States if you don't clamp down now. That's why I've gotten quite a few people. I've gotten about 5 emails today from people saying, Wayne, you know I love you. I love your show. I live and die with your show. I agree with every opinion you've ever had, except for what you're saying today, that Trump has to go in and clean out this autonomous zone and retake Seattle. Those 5 people all said the same thing. No, no. Leave it alone and let it be all the way to the election if you have to. Let Seattle have no business in their downtown till the election. And let the average American, let it sink in what literally happens when you let Democrats take control. They won't even stop a terrorist hostage-taking situation in a downtown major American city. But see, all of you that sent those letters are wrong. And I'm smart enough to know every time you see 5 letters, it represents like 5,000 people. Every email equals 1,000 of your people. Only one of them ever bothers to email, and the rest are thinking the same thing. So you represent 5,000 of my fans. You're all wrong. Because if you don't clamp down here in Seattle, then you're going to have it in Cleveland, you're going to have it in Baltimore, you're going to have it in Detroit, you're going to have it in Chicago, and you're even going to have it in Tennessee, a red state. You're going to have it in Florida, a red state. Every single city is going to have Black Lives Matter or Antifa, which is almost all white, by the way, bunch of white liberal punks. But it's either going to be Black Lives Matter or Antifa just taking over cities or taking over buildings, taking over blocks, taking over hospitals, taking over whatever they can, schools. Whatever they can take over, they'll take over if they find out that police aren't willing to stop them or the military doesn't roll in tanks to stop lawlessness and rebellion on American soil. You're wrong. And you're also wrong because that's why all of us pay taxes. If you can't protect me and my property rights, then I'm not paying you taxes anymore. The precedent has to be set here. There are people who own all the buildings and the homes and the condos in that area of Seattle. And businesses. You can't tell them, sorry, let's just sit around till the election and you lose everything you've got. You're not allowed in anymore. I'm sorry, I get the idea. This is a great moment to showcase what liberalism is about. Let them all just self-destruct, right? I get it. But you can't allow innocent people. How about the ones who are hostages inside that zone? That live there or work there. They're still in there with these animals. Who are armed, by the way. This is an armed hostage situation. This isn't some joke where the mayor says, oh, they're all patriots. They're having fun. It's like dancing and playing games. If a group of KKK came in and played games and had fun inside a bank, locked the doors, blocked the road to the bank, and had armed guards standing in front, and then they all started dancing and playing and eating a pizza, Wouldn't the police have to come in, put their guns against them, and say, leave the bank now, we're going to arrest you, get out, put your hands over your head, and shoot them if they point a gun at the cop? Of course they have to. You mean you're allowed to take a bank and play games? It doesn't matter if they're dancing and playing games. You can't take a bank. You can't take any business. Come in my business, I'm going to shoot you. You can't have my business. You can't block my business. It's my property. You can't block my condo or my home. Let's see you come in my house and tell me we're going to play games and eat pizza. Don't worry, it's not a hostile takeover. Oh, but you've got a gun, and you're in my house. Uh-uh, you're shot dead. That's the end of you. That's America. It's called a self-defense. It's called defense of your own property and defense of your family. You see a person with a gun on your property, shoot them before they shoot you. You think this is a joke? This joke's going to turn into a tense hostage situation soon. Terrible, terrible stuff. I see another interesting story on the internet about Joe Biden picking his, winnowing down his list of VP nominees. And I want to read it to you because it's interesting once you find out. Because remember, Joe Biden is not all there. I call him Basement Biden. And if this were poker, Trump has a full house and Biden has dementia. So whoever he picks is going to be the president about 5 minutes after Biden might get elected. He'll have to step down. They'll suddenly, all of a sudden, all the Democrats, you know, all the Democrats said, you Tea Partiers, you business people, you can't march against COVID lockdowns. You'll get us all sick. And then as soon as the liberals started marching, oh, it's okay, no problem. And so there, when I say Biden clearly has dementia, liberals go, no, he doesn't. What are you talking about? The minute he gets elected, they're going to go, he's got dementia, 25th Amendment, make the VP the president. So when we get back, I'm going to read you his list of vice presidential nominees, because these are people who are going to be the next president of the United States without getting elected, without you ever having a chance to vet them. Most important thing you'll ever do. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the themagamall.com. Themagamall.com.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root in the house that Root built. Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. So I told you I'd mention these final contenders to the VP nominee. Then I'm going to grab a couple of calls. We're taking calls the rest of the show. I'm also going to read you my commentary. What if Obama was president and KKK took control of an American city, meaning Ku Klux Klan? 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. The last hour on Fridays, I'm always going to reserve for callers. No guests, just callers. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Toll free from anywhere in the United States. Biden narrows his list of VP contenders. Here's who they are. Or at least the insiders say who they are. The list includes two of Biden's former opponents, Senator Elizabeth Warren. Oh, God, please pick her. Please. Please pick Elizabeth Warren. That's one hell of a team. Kamala Harris. Susan Rice, Obama's national security advisor. Susan Rice could very well be indicted by Barr and Durham very soon. I don't believe she'll be the nominee. I can't imagine they'd make her the vice president when she has a massive dark cloud over her head. Florida Congresswoman Val Demings. No one in the world's ever heard of her. That would be the same as picking Sarah Palin. Val Demings. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms. I don't even know what to say. Who ever heard of these people? Keisha Lance Bottoms. Lance Bottoms sounds like a male porn star. Keisha Lance Bottoms. Where do you get a name like that from? The next president of the United States, Keisha Lance Bottoms. If your first name's Keisha, that's a woman's name, clearly. How could your next two names, how could your name be Lance? Lance, the guy's name. And Bottoms, like I said, sounds like a male porn star.
We got it together.
That's it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Keisha Lance Bottoms on the stage now. All right, so Vail Demings is a black congressperson. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms, black mayor, along with New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, obviously a very Hispanic, very liberal, ultra-liberal governor of New Mexico. This is the list. So very liberal, very liberal, very liberal, very liberal, very liberal, very liberal. The only white woman on the entire list, Elizabeth Warren, not a single white man on the list. Of course, they've said from the beginning, Biden is only going to pick a woman and a person of color primarily. But Elizabeth Warren is the white woman left on the list. And I keep praying he picks her because she is pathetic. I mean, she is to the left of Attila the Hun. But either way, you're talking about these are the next potential presidents of the United States. Because Joe Biden is not going to last. Joe Biden is so old and his mind isn't there anymore. So whether it's 5 minutes after he's inaugurated or 5 days or 5 months or a year, he's going to be gone. As sure as I'm standing here. And the same liberals who laughed when Wainwright said this guy is senile, those same liberals are now going to say, this guy is senile, he's got to be replaced by Elizabeth Warren. And suddenly that's the next president of the United States. Never elected by anyone. Big failure in the Democrat primary, but they'll elevate her to president. Same thing with Kamala Harris. Big failure. Nobody elected her anything. Not dog catcher. They'll elevate her to president. Susan Rice. President of the United States, Susan Rice? And how about President of the United States? Ladies and gentlemen, President Keisha Lance Bottoms. What? Wow. I mean, you just can't be serious. Who is Keisha Lance Bottoms? What has she done to be President of the United States? Even if he's not taken out with the 25th Amendment, even if his wife doesn't say, Joe, it's time to go, what has she done to be Vice President? Keisha Lance Bottoms. Who are these people? No idea. Let's take Mike on line one. Mike, you're on with Wayne on the Root. How are you? Mike, you're on with Wayne Root. Mike, are you there?
Hello, Wayne. How are you?
You're on with Wayne. How are you?
This is Wayne. There's a story I got to tell. Now, for the sake of time, I'm going to try and keep it brief, but people need to hear this. And it's, I can corroborate it on various media. In a town called Fallon, Nevada, 60 miles east of Reno, there was a Black Lives Matter protest. It happened 2 days ago.
Okay.
I saw a lot of this.
You know what? Hey, Mike, I don't want to cut you short. I'm going to take your call first when you get back because you have a story to tell, and we've got less than a minute now, so you're never going to get it out in time. So it's not fair to you to start it and not finish it. Let's start it in full when we get back. You're the first caller I take. I see other phones ringing. We'll take lots of callers. Mike is number one on deck when we get back, or I should say he's on at bat, and then there'll be others on deck. So 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255, taking calls for the rest of the show and also reading my column coming out in Sunday's newspapers, nationally syndicated, What If Obama Was President and KKK Took Control of the American City. So when we get back, Mike is up first with his story from Fallon and a Black Lives Matter march. We'll be right back. The Warrior, Wayne Allyn Root. RootForAmerica.com, by the way. Great website. Check it out. RootForAmerica.com.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump pushed back against presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden for claiming the commander-in-chief would try to steal the upcoming election.
Look, Joe's not all there. Everybody knows it. And It's sad when you look at it and you see it. You see it for yourself. He's created his own sanctuary city in the basement of wherever he is. And he doesn't come out. Certainly, if I don't win, I don't win. I mean, you know, go on and do other things. I think it would be a very sad thing for our country.
Furthermore, on Fox News, President Trump said that Americans are getting a glimpse of liberal policies in the wake of the protests against George Floyd's police-involved death. Joe Biden told host Trevor Noah that he's absolutely convinced that the military will escort him from the White House if he refuses to concede. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You can speak.
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior. Here I am in the house that Root built on USA Radio Network. It is Occupy Root on the radio, 5 hours a day now. I'm taking over the whole radio business. I want to say a big shout-out, happy birthday to Kelly. My great friend Mike Kolyan's daughter is Kelly. It is her birthday today, and Wayne Root says, happy birthday from war. I also want to thank another young lady, Dr. Nancy Wolf, the author of Conscious Matrix. And the sponsor of this segment of the show, Nancy Wolf, is a professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught the human mind. When is the last time you met a conservative capitalist professor of 30 years from a major university who studied the human mind and they're conservative capitalists? Never. Never. But she knows exactly what we need to hear right now. She's the psychology expert, the expert on the human mind. Her book is Conscious Matrix. She knows liberals, socialists, and globalists are trying to destroy America and destroy capitalism. But she says it's not going to happen. The book's already been written. The story's already been told. And the last page shows we win. We just haven't read it yet. She says our biology, our history, our culture are all pre-wired. Our minds and souls were literally pre-wired to win. And together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined and pre-wired to win. This is the book that will leave you feeling great, cheering, clicking your heels. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Conscious Matrix by Dr. Nancy Wolf at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Thank you for sponsoring the show. All right, I'm going to read my column, and then I'm going to get right to Mike. We'll get his story about Fallon. But if you weren't with us in hour one, here it is again. What if Obama was president and the KKK took control of an American city? Let's start with the new name of downtown Seattle. The anarchist communist terrorists call it CHAZ for Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. I've changed the name to CATS, C-A-T-Z, for Communist Anarchist Terrorist Zone. I like it a lot better. How about you? I'm talking, of course, about the new country formerly known as Seattle. The domestic Antifa terrorists in charge have set up borders, roadblocks, and armed guards. They say it's not our country anymore. They're holding six blocks of an American city hostage. They're extorting money from business owners and homeowners inside that no-go zone. There's a crime wave of robberies, assaults, and rapes. And it's all being run by a warlord, a SoundCloud rapper. Ask me what that is. I have no idea. You can't make this stuff up. This insanity is happening in America. And then there's the liberal and obviously mentally ill politicians in charge. The Democrat governor claims he knows nothing about it. He's doing his best Sergeant Schultz imitation from the old TV series Hogan's Heroes. I see nothing. I hear nothing. I know nothing. That's what he used to say all the time. He never knew what was going on, but he knew it all. He just made believe he didn't know. And the governor of Washington State obviously makes believe he doesn't know that the biggest city in the state has been seized by communist anarchist terrorists. The Democrat mayor of Seattle calls the communist anarchist terrorists patriotic and says they're all having fun. I kid you not. The leading council person in Seattle, also a Democrat, sensing a pattern here, gave the radical terrorists the keys to City Hall and let 1,000 of them in to take over City Hall. Now she's demanding the police surrender to the terrorists while introducing legislation to permanently hand this section of Seattle to domestic terrorists. The lunatics are running the asylum. This isn't an American city. It's one flew over the cuckoo's nest. How is this different than a violent bank robbery? When a bank is robbed, do the police surrender and hand the bank permanently to bank robbers? How is this different than an Islamic terrorist attack? If Islamic terrorists held a portion of Seattle hostage, wouldn't we send in the U.S. Marines to take it back? But let me give you the best example of all. Substitute my hometown of Las Vegas for Seattle. Let's say downtown Vegas has been seized and occupied by domestic terrorists. But instead of communist anarchists, these are armed white extremist KKK terrorists, as in Ku Klux Klan. Just picture that scenario under Democrat President Obama, right? A black Democrat liberal president and KKK white extremists now control downtown Vegas. And Vegas has a, let's just assume Vegas and Nevada have a Republican governor, a Republican mayor, and a Republican city council. Now picture the Nevada Republican governors saying, when asked, what do you think about the KKK taking over Vegas? What are you talking about? I don't know anything about it. I haven't heard about any takeover. Can you imagine that happening? Picture the Republican mayor calling the takeover of Vegas by the KKK patriotic and peaceful, even though they're armed and they've taken over their town. Picture a Republican councilman demanding police surrender the Vegas downtown permanently to the KKK terrorists. Can you imagine any of this? Of course not. No Republican could do it. How would President Obama react? How about the liberal mainstream media? How about the NAACP? Would they all demand President Obama send in the U.S. Marines to retake downtown Vegas from the terrorists? You can bet your last dollar they would. And Obama would. And the Republican governor and the Republican mayor and the Republican councilman who took the side of the terrorists would be charged with either treason or aiding and abetting terrorism. So why is the media responding so differently to an Antifa terrorist takeover of Seattle? It's time for action. Domestic terrorists have invaded and taken over an American city. They're holding it hostage. American citizens in that city are being terrorized. So here are the options, Mr. President. Either A, send in SWAT or the National Guard or the U.S. Marines to take back Seattle from terrorists, or B, here's a peaceful option from Wayne Allyn-Root that won't endanger innocent lives. My solution, Mr. President, surround the autonomous zone, now called CHAZ, formerly known as downtown Seattle, with a massive show of law enforcement, FBI SWAT teams, and either National Guard or U.S. Marines. Next, bring in the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Construct a fence with barbed wire on top around the entire six blocks and seal the terrace in. Next, cut off all electricity, gas, water, and sewage, and prohibit any supplies being brought in, and the terrorists are now trapped. Give them a few days with no food, water, electricity, or toilets. Watch them walk out with their hands up, holding white flags and crying like the little wussies they are. Immediately arrest them, put them in handcuffs and leg irons, fly them to Guantanamo, where they will await trial on terrorism charges, and if convicted, be sure they receive life in prison. In either Guantanamo or a supermax prison. That's a message that has to be sent to future rioters, hostage takers, invaders, and various terrorist groups. Isn't this what President Obama would have done to KKK terrorists holding a city hostage? You're damn right. Go get them, President Trump. My column coming out on Sunday in newspapers around the country, nationally syndicated by creators, the title, What If Obama Was President and KKK Terrorists Took Control of an American City? The media would be screaming, send in the Marines. This is ludicrous. All right, we're going to hear Mike's Fallon story now. We've waited a long time. We're ready, Mike. What's the Fallon Black Lives Matter story?
Okay. First of all, I'm just, for the sake of brevity, I'm going to call them Republicans and Democrats. Obviously, the Republicans are the white guys who are toting guns, and the Democrats are the Black Lives Matter group.
But don't make it a black and white thing, because I'll just say Black Lives Matter are liberals, and the other guys are Republican conservatives. That's all. I wouldn't make it a black-white thing, but go ahead, shoot, it's yours.
Wait, please, just stop and let me tell the story. America has got to hear this. In the town of Fallon, the two groups faced off right across the street from the courthouse. The Republicans were carrying guns and were pro-police. The Black Lives Matter were carrying signs and, of course, were pro-everything else. Now, at one point, they were shouting insults across the street, back and forth. The Republican leader steps out into the streets, in the middle. The Black Lives Matter, the Democrat, meets him in the middle. The Democrat goes back after they talk and collects all the signs that they're carrying, and dumps them at the Republican's feet. The Republican takes off his rifle. Yes, we can carry open arms in Nevada. We're the Wild West. And puts it on top of that pile, and the two of them start to talk. Eventually, the members of each group start drifting over to see what's going on. And miracle of miracles, they start talking to each other.
It's good. It's great.
After a while, Wayne, quiet. After a while, with police looking on and doing nothing, a bunch of white-headed cowards dressed like the KKK approach the Black Lives Matter group and say, we're here.
All right, get a little too crazy for us, Mike. We don't know where you're going. Any words you use now could get us a fine from the FCC, so we got to be careful. You got a little feisty on us, but I like the idea of what he's saying. I heard this story somewhere that it actually did happen. Someone told me they both got together, the Black Lives Matter and the pro-police demonstrators both got together and chased KKK guys with white hoods out of town in Fallon. I heard that story. I didn't know where he was going with it, and then I realized it was the story I heard about. So that's good. That's a positive message. That's a good thing. And by the way, don't, you know, anybody who listens to my show, to all 3 hours, knows last week, this week, I made several comments that when I was going to do my pro-police march, we wanted Black Lives Matter. If you're peaceful and you want policemen not to hurt or kill black people or unarmed, we agree with you. And if you agree that policemen shouldn't be killed and policemen are good, come and march with us. And I said that several times. Lay down your signs. Come and march with us. I want peace. You also heard me talk about the statement by the president of the NAACP in Vegas that was threatening me and all of you that were going to march with me. It was disgusting. It was disgraceful. Why isn't the media making that the biggest issue in the world? Because the media is so prejudiced and so biased against conservatives, it's unbelievable. They never would say anything bad about the NAACP, even though she threatened injuries. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters, because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Naturals 30-Day 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days, just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn-Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists trying to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Are we on? We're on, are we? All right, I'm on. We were having a fun time talking. I didn't know if I was on or not. All right, Wayne Allen Root. Oh, look, I got a letter. Look at this letter. I got to read it to you because it's funny. It's interesting. One of my listeners says, what kind of country is this where one day I'm strolling down the street in Seattle enjoying a meal at my favorite Seattle restaurant and talking to friends and everything's great and the next day it's occupied by a warlord and his friends and they call it a new name and it's not Seattle anymore? What kind of people do we have running these crazy cities and what the hell is going on? Can I go over across town and just take over someone's house or someone's business or someone's building and camp out there with an AK-47 and call it any name I want? Wouldn't the cops tell me to leave at gunpoint? Great point. What the hell's going on out there? Jeez. Sponsor of this segment of the show, the very last segment, is Strauss Heart Drops. And they've literally sold a million bottles of Strauss Heart Drops in Canada, but they never came to America before in a big way until now. And they decided to do it on the Wayne Allen Root Show, so thank you, Strauss Heart Drops, for choosing my show. Strauss is now the sponsor of the show. They have helped countless people over the past 40 years with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, blocked or restricted blood flow. Heart attacks and strokes are the number one killers in the United States, and women now suffer 51% heart attacks. That's not something to be happy about or brag about or celebrate. That's a crappy thing. Women suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drug. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction. You cannot go wrong. It is the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. Don't wait for your heart attack or stroke. It might be too late. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. ThePowerMall.com. That's the, T-H-E, PowerMall.com. Go to Strauss Heart Drops and then click on cinnamon flavor. Trust me, you got to get the cinnamon. All right, so last 4 minutes or so of the show for this week, the first week I've ever done 5 hours a day of radio. And by the way, here's another letter, another good point. Remember Cliven Bundy. Remember how they called Cliven Bundy a terrorist because he wanted his cattle back, and they sent the Army Cattle Police to arrest the cows for illegally grazing out in the desert. And remember how the government sent in all the cattle police, and we almost had a huge gun battle over a few cows. What do you think would happen if Cliven Bundy suddenly decided he wanted to take over Elko, Nevada? Do you think that they would let him do that? Just wake up one day and take over Elko and change the name to Bundyville. How do you think that would go over? Right, it's true. A bunch of white guys wanted to let their cattle graze, and the government said, we're going to come in and destroy you all. And they brought in, like, tanks and helicopters with gunships on them. And an army of police officers, as he called them, cow police, to, like, kill you. They were going to gun them down. Except people came in from all over the West with guns to form a circle around the ranch and scare off the BLM police. And that was not Black Lives Matter. That was the Bureau of Land Management. And then they all came back and arrested Clive and Bundy at another time, and his whole family got arrested. Because he was on his own land with his own cows. How do you think they would take it if he tried to take over downtown Vegas? Or Elko? Or Ely? Crazy, man. How do you let people do this? You can't possibly let people do this. But a lot of my fans, five of them, and I keep saying each letter equals about 1,000 people. I've always found that to be about right. So that means 5,000 of my listeners believe you're better off just leaving them alone, and they're just going to self-destruct. And they are. I agree with you. And they're going to ruin that whole area, and everyone's going to see what happens in blue cities. I get it. Blue states with blue governors and blue mayors, Democrats. I get it. I get that inclination. I really do. I'd love to leave them on their own to self-destruct. But you can't do it, because if they get the idea that they can intimidate police, then what's going to happen is it's going to happen in every city in America. And they're going to take over your building and my business and your home and my home. And what about the people in Seattle who have homes and businesses and shops? Don't they have a right? They pay property taxes. They pay income taxes. Don't they have a right to police protection? Someone's got to go in and save them. They're hostages. And I've said this as a theme all week long. You think you're winning, Democrats. You're not. First of all, you're never going to let basement Biden. He's hiding in his basement. As Terry McAuliffe said, one of the most impressive Democrats in America, big donor and big fundraiser. And he said, we hope he stays in the basement all the way to the election. We can't win if he ever comes out of the basement. So you're not going to beat Trump with basement Biden anyway, but you're still losing. You think this is smart? The rioting, the unrest, the looting, the taking over of towns. You think it's cute? You're scaring middle-class America, and I got news for you. You're scaring black middle-class America, black homeowners, black business owners, black family people who have children going to schools and want their schools safe and their neighborhood safe, black gun owners, of which are starting to be more and more because they realize government can't save them and the police aren't there when you need them. I'm telling you, there's going to be a huge black middle-class vote for Donald Trump, and that's going to seal the fate of the Democrat Party. You can't win without black votes. You're not going to get them this time. Blacks don't like Biden, and a lot of blacks like what Trump's doing, and they believe in law and order to keep their kids safe and their business safe and their home safe. Wayne Allyn Root, have a great week. God bless you. Great weekend. See you Monday.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.